Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Okay, hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, and of course, we are dressed up today because it is a Halloween episode of Wynonna Earp 408, and today I have Lauren Sutton to talk the episode with. Lauren, how are you? Introduce yourself.
I'm good, thank you. Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm from England, if you couldn't tell. And I started watching this show back in 2017, I think it was. So it's been a while. God.
That's before me. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a big part of my life for quite a long time.
That's insane. So like season two?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so much fun. Okay. This episode was absolute whack.
It's crazy.
It was insane. I like this sheet is really hard to breathe through, so I think I like hyperventilated multiple times, especially like at the ending, but it's okay.
Oh, I can imagine. Right. I'd have cut like nose and mouth holes for the ending. I wouldn't have been able to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so of course we start off with Wynonna waking up naked in glory hole, because we don't remember she did have sex with Aemon. So she's completely naked, and they're setting up like this Halloween party thingy at Glory Hole. And so she's just like backing up on stage with like a food tray covering her. And she takes the vagina curtains and uses those to cover herself up. And I find that really hilarious. And so Aemon comes out. This is insane. I'm still processing it.
Me too. 100%.
Oh my God. Okay, Aemon comes out to help Wynonna and like escort her out, right? And so I don't remember the exact way it got brought up, but he was like, it's okay if you were thinking of Doc the whole time, because I was like, once again,
my jaw hit the floor. Like we knew it was there, like Aemon's kind of connection with Doc or to Doc. But that was the last thing I expected him to say after sleeping with Wynonna. That just wasn't on my list of things that would come out of his mouth. But
I find that completely hilarious. And it was really funny. Okay, so Wynonna's making her way out, but Aemon is planning something here. A little suspicious. He has a Wheel of Fortune. Not Wheel of Fortune, that's not the same. He has a little wheel thing, right?
Yeah.
And so he's planning something with that. But then we cut to a giant field. Like, it looks like a pumpkin patch-esque thing. And we have some BBD agents, you know, doing their patrol. And this is where we get our main villain for the episode, Rotten Jack.
Yes.
Some weird pumpkin scarecrow with amazing sense of style.
100%. The best dressed pumpkin scarecrow I've ever seen.
Exactly. And so Rotten Jack's out there, and he kills one of the, does he kill both of them or one of them?
We see him kill one, but Jeremy insinuates later that he says they'd lost two. Both.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so yeah, so that's our introduction to Rotten Jack, who has a different name. I don't remember what the different name was. I'm just calling him Rotten Jack.
Yeah.
And then cut to Waverly on the porch. She's hanging up some Halloween decorations.
Doing some decorating.
Lots of fancy pumpkins and spiders. And Nicole comes out. First of all, the costume department this season.
Gold stars all around.
Exactly. I was like, this show gets gayer every season in a different way. And this season, it's with the costumes. Like,
it's just all arms. All arms.
Always arms. Yeah. All I could focus on. So they're doing the part scene. And Waverly is talking about how Halloween's worked when she was younger. Her dad would sit out on the porch and just watch for things, and they would all kind of be stuck out in the house, so they never really got a Halloween. So Waverly's like, where am I? Oh, there I am. And Waverly's like, I want to do some Earp sister time. So she needs to hang out with Wynonna, make sure Wynonna's okay, make sure that Wynonna knows that things aren't going to change between her and Waverly because she's going to get married to Nicole, which already broke my heart. And that happens more times in the episode.
Literally.
And then we get the amazing line of Nicole's. She says, except next Halloween, I'm going to be monster mashing my wife.
With a little and dance.
The dance made me laugh so hard. And then Waverly mentions, like, maybe, oh, because Nicole is going to go shopping with Rachel for something about a white dress. Yes. Very confused because Nicole should not be wearing a dress. I think most of us have.
Mm-hmm. My second note, the first one was vagina curtain question mark. The second one is dress confirmed at wedding. Like, does this mean that we're getting Nicole in a dress? Like, but like it seems that way.
No, I want her in like a suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Waverly mentioned it last episode. I feel like it needs to happen now.
100%. I completely agree. I was very, exactly. very confused. But
maybe they're like helping Waverly out with the dress or something.
Well, that's the thing, but they're not meant to see each other before the aisle. So exactly. yeah.
That's why I'm confused. Mm-hmm. But Waverly's like, maybe you could wear your old Stetson or like retired khakis. And I was like, oh, don't play with me here. I don't need it.
Nope.
So much is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to the police department, the police station. Wynonna is waiting there in mm-hmm. the vagina curtains with a cinched waist using with a boa. I said balboa like the fucking snake. I'm a dumbass. It's fine. And then Jeremy's back.
Oh, I'm
He's been working hard at BBD.
Indeed.
Getting things in order. So pretty much they're trying to figure things out. Jeremy's very busy. He's persistent. Waverly comes in and Jeremy's like, you guys need to find this Rotten Jack dude. I need him alive because we have to kind of turn him in. And this is kind of really, especially in this episode, reminiscent of season one. 100%. Making sure they have demon monster thing alive mm-hmm. to show BBD.
Yeah, it's the actual nostalgia that I felt watching this episode. There were so many mm-hmm. parallels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like I was watching like a revamped season one. I loved it.
It's yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Okay, so pretty much Wynonna and Waverly have to go get Rotten Jack and bring him in. And then Jeremy is like, yeah, you guys are on your own for this one, and he leaves. So Waverly hands Wynonna her costume that Waverly has chosen out. And then we get like the best scene ever. It's Waverly, of course, is as a ladybug because she's already in that costume. But Wynonna mm-hmm. as Britney Spears.
Yeah. They did. Walking down the hall. Season two, episode two, struck down that corridor. And I was like, you know what? This is what we need.
I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And then we cut to Doc in Glory Hole, and Doc is dressed up as Freddie Mercury.
That was
incredible. I think the only inspiration was that is because of the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only reason, and I think it fits a lot. So this definitely like reminds me of once again another season one thing is when like the beginning of season one when Doc was like kind of working for Bobo kind of thing, and he was gambling with all Bobo's dudes or whatever, and so now we get that, but instead of Bobo it's Eamon, and I'm just like, what are we doing here? I'm like, we've evolved so much, yet we're like tying things back just a little bit. I'm like, it's like, it's good, but it's confusing because I'm like, I don't know exactly what's going on here.
It's familiar, but it's like the first time around, it didn't end well. So it don't mm-hmm. let it be too familiar because I don't want that to end. It's strange. Exactly. I love it though.
Okay, so then Eamon calls Doc over and is like, hey, you haven't been doing very much here. Maybe you should get on that. And Doc's like, well, maybe you should give me some motivation or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we need a little give and take here. And then I wrote down their lines towards the end, which were, I laughed so incredibly hard at these, except for this first one, of course. Doc says, the only thing Wynonna hates more than demons is her exes. That one hurt. And mm-hmm. then he says, she'll turn on you front or back. And that's a throwback to either shooting Holt in the back and also fighting with Doc. And then Eamon's like, I don't know the exact line because I was too busy laughing. He's like, I turned her front to back. And I was like, no, let's not.
It was just, you could imagine the tension, the atmosphere in that room. Like, if it had happened in real life, if that, you can't throw stuff like that around, especially not in front of a vampire. Like, Doc did well, I think, given his record of how he controls his temper.
Yeah, I think he's holding himself together very well here.
100%.
And then we get Rotten Jack. He's killing a mom, handing out candy. But the funny part about it, she's like, he stabs her with the pitchfork, right? And she's like, but I had brownies.
Literally. Did you spot her t-shirt as well? She had a
Chili cook-off.
Yes. Incredible.
I need one of those shirts. All right. So then we cut to Waverly and Wynonna. They're walking around, and what they need to get is this extractor. They don't really know what it is, but they need it to get Rotten Jack. And so they're walking the field, and Waverly's trying to talk to Wynonna here, like, I don't want things to change between us because I'm getting married. Like, I still want to obviously be in good terms with you because you're my sister.
Yeah.
And Wynonna is upset on so many different levels, like about multiple things, and she's like, just let me be petty on like the worst holiday. And so Waverly's like, I guess things are changing, especially you. And I was like, oof, that one was hard. And I think that's like a preview for the arc, because that, like, when she said that, what reminded me is in the trailer where they're having that intervention in the kitchen at the homestead.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. I was like, I feel like this is where we're leading up to.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, and so they come up to this trailer, this RV thing, right? And somebody throws out candies, like, no trick-or-treaters. And Wynonna is like, it's Brittany, bitch. I'm here for the extractor, and kicks on the door. I laughed so hard. I wanted her to like actually start singing a Brittany song.
I did wonder if this was going to be in some form, the musical episode in which Mel just burst into song at any random point. But
exactly.
It didn't go in that direction. But
I feel like that definitely could have happened with the way the episode goes. Like, that could have happened easily.
Yeah.
But turns out Casey, if we don't remember Casey from episode 3, the chili cook-off episode, he's back.
We love Casey.
I love Casey. And so he's back. And then we cut to Jeremy. He's at a new BBD office. Now I realize that this BBD office, like, it looked very familiar because we finally got in a big outside shot of the building. And so this is the building we see in the trailer when Nicole's like running away with all those people, and the angel person, who I'm assuming is Waverly at this point, is like standing in front of, and the building's on fire.
Yes.
It's the BBD building. No one can change my mind.
No, I agree.
And so Jeremy's he's back at BBD. He's working on some things, trying to figure things out. There's a new boss, Albert, who Jeremy kind of hits on when he talked to Wynonna earlier in the police department, because Naomi's gone. She got scared of something that wasn't Bigfoot. I was like, of course. And so Jeremy has this like one day a week thing that he just wants to do, and Albert's like, what the fuck, whatever, okay. So it turns out Jeremy does this like therapy group thing. It was kind of like people who've like been affected by the demons and stuff in purgatory and whatnot. And so he starts talking to this guy, and this guy's cool. He's kind of awkward. Like, I got a weird vibe from him initially.
Same.
Right. And then Jeremy's like talking to him, and he says Robin, and I'm just like, hold on.
I thought I was hearing things the first time around. I didn't believe it at first. I was like, oh,
yeah. Sorry. I was like, that can't be, that's not, that's not Robin. Like, no. Like, first of all, it doesn't even look like Robin.
First of all, that's not Robin. Yeah.
And so, And so cut back to Casey's trailer, RV. And so Wynonna's like, we're BBD, you're the director or whatever, we need you to come with us. And Casey's like, how could you? We cook chili together. And that's really funny. And so Casey has a big can of which it's pretty much just giant cans of SpaghettiOs.
Yes.
Which is really funny. But he opens one of the cans and like this like smoke bomb thing goes off.
Yeah, just like blinded lights.
And so he just runs. He's like, I'm out of here. And so then Winona and Waverly try and go after him, but they go into this magical like foggy stuff.
Yeah.
And they just start forgetting things. They're like, who are you? Who am I? What are we doing? But that comes a little bit later. And so at the beginning, they're like, what's happening? It's kind of really disorienting. And of course, Winona goes, hold my hand, baby girl. It's like, ooh,
they got
we're getting it back. And so now they really start forgetting stuff. And there's a bunch of funny lines in this, but the one I wrote down was Waverly's like, are you late for school? And Winona looks down at her outfit because she's wearing like a very sexy schoolgirl outfit, and she's like, horror school? And I was like, wow.
I only caught that line the second time I watched it. The first time I went over, because there's so much going on.
But I caught it the second time, but I remember Melanie was having trouble watching the episode last night.
Right.
So she Josh from Sci-Fi was like texting her, and he just said horror school, and she's like, what part are we at here? Laughing so hard. And so then finally Winona and Waverly make it out of the fog, but they don't remember nothing. Don't know who they are, where they are. They don't know Casey. And so Casey plays it off like he sold them some real good weed. I was like, this is amazing.
Is this before or after they punched him? Waverly punches him. Is that when they get back to the trailer?
Yeah, so they get back to the trailer. And so, because he has the boom box, right?
Yeah,
and he's got the gas mask. And he's playing it over like, what's that? I don't even remember the name of the movie that reminded me of.
But yeah,
that
no.
one. Yeah. And so he turns around, takes the gas mask. Winona screams, and Waverly just like
reflexes,
right hooks him so hard. It's so funny. And so that's where Casey's like, whoa, 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 you don't remember? They're like, no, we don't remember you. It's like, what happened? He's like, I gave you some real good weed. Go home, eat some stuff, you know, kind of take a load off, but don't watch the movie Cats.
Yeah.
I laugh so incredibly hard, because even if like I've heard people that were like got high and went to go watch that movie, yeah. I was like, yeah. That I couldn't even imagine what that was like.
Nah.
And so Waverly finds a map in her pocket. Like, she just has a map in her pocket. I was like, what?
That blew my mind.
And so Casey's like, okay, so well, we're here, this is where I live, and you're over here, so you just gotta go that way. And they're like, okay. And so Waverly's like, do you know how to drive? And Winona's like, let's go find out. Waverly's like, where's the car? And Winona's like, let's go this way and check. But they're just like stumbling through the field, like trying to figure out which way to go. It's like, oh, this is like their high though.
I also want to comment on the fact that when they pull the map out of the pocket, Mel goes, that's convenient, but it's so Melanie, like from her sarcasm levels and things like that we see at panels.
Yes.
Her tone as Winona, it came straight through.
Oh, I'm sure they're like become the same person now. Like,
oh, 100%.
They're interchangeable now.
No difference.
Yeah. And so then we cut to the homestead. They've made it back to the homestead, guys. Good for them. They did it. And so there's pictures on the fridge. And so Winona is up there. She's like, are we roommates? Waverly's like, sisters? And Winona's like, and we live together. It was so cute. I was like, oh.
It was adorable.
So adorable. And so then they're like trying to figure out stuff to like change into what's happening here. And so Winona finds some like male stuff. And she's like, okay, so there's a Waverly Earp and a Winona Earp. So, and then we see Waverly comes out with Nicole's season one shirt from the uniform on, and now they think, one, they are each other. So Winona thinks she's Waverly thinks she's Winona, and now they're just like, oh, Waverly, but as Wynonna, you're a cop. And then they have the shorty shirt on the staircase. And honestly, I'm gonna comment on why it's on the staircase in a second. But so Wynonna picks up the shirt and she smells it. It's like, it smells like whiskey. And then she freaking like sucks on it. Like she puts it in her mouth to like suck out the whiskey. So funny. And so, and they're like, oh my god, so you must work at this shorty's bar or whatever.
Yeah, it must be a bar.
Yeah. But the thing was, is I never figured out that the reason that the shorty's shirt and Nicole's old uniform shirt 100%. Were laying around.
Yeah, after that porch conversation, 100%.
Wayhot went to do something back in the homestead. They definitely...
They 402'd, but in costume.
Definitely. Role play. Yeah, exactly.
I see it.
One thing I wrote down also, Waver has the shirt on, and she's like, these buttons are familiar. I was like, ooh.
I've only just got what that means. What? Because I heard the line and I was like, yeah, what a weird sentence. But now it makes a lot of sense.
Come on. And so Waverly and Wynonna are at Shorty's. Waverly's in Nicole's old uniform. Even the pants and the boots she's in.
Yeah.
It's not just the shirt, like she's in full uniform, and Wynonna's wearing the shorty shirt and some good jeans. And so Doc's there, and he's like, what's happening between you two? Are you trying to, like, are you playing tricks on me? What's happening? And Wynonna's like, well, happy Halloween, Premium Rhapsody. It's like, oh, great comment. At least she remembers who Queen is.
Yes, that's very true.
The important part.
Yeah, she and can forget her sister and their house and where she parked the car, but she can remember Queen.
Yeah, exactly. And so Waverly's like, are you her boyfriend? And Wynonna's like, we've death smashed. It's like, yes you have, multiple occasions.
You have a child.
You actually had a child with him.
Yeah, surprise.
And so Eamon's demon dudes come in and we're like, Doc, we're getting the booze for Eamon, you're doing nothing here. And so Wynonna doesn't have her gun at this point, so they're just like running around like, what the fuck's happening?
Get the little umbrellas.
Oh, the umbrellas, those were so funny. And so Wynonna and Waverly are scared of his name is Dallas, mm-hmm. the main demon dude, and so they're like, ah, and then they run around and they get cocktail umbrellas and they fucking hold it out like this. They're just like, and Waverly's like, I will write you up.
But she has no clue if she's actually an officer or not, but she puts the uniform on and she embodies it.
So like, it's a little big, but it works.
Yeah.
And then Doc like shows off his fangs and he changes his eyes, blah blah blah. And they're just like, vampire, and they run. And Doc's like, shit, what mm-hmm. the fuck is going on? And so he runs after them. But Wynonna and Waverly are in a big garbage bin outside of Shorty's in the back. And they get a text message from Jeremy with the little skull, and they're like, a skull emoji, what? And so Wynonna's like, is it a good skull or a bad skull? It's like, and Wynonna's like, it's always a bad skull. There's no good one. Like,
she didn't say that when she married one, though. That's my point.
I know. That's what everybody was making jokes about. They're like,
character development, you know?
Yeah. She remembers she vaguely remembers that then.
100%.
And so they get out of the bin, the garbage bin, and they, you know, walk off. But Rotten Jack is following them. He mm-hmm. is sneaking around town following them. And that's just how it is. And so Dallas, the demon, gets back to Eamon, right, Glory Hole, and tells Eamon that Wynonna and Waves don't remember who they are, what's going on. And so mm-hmm. Eamon is very pleased about this. And he's planning some more shit. And I am a little interested now to see Eamon's plot line after this episode.
Yes.
Because he's doing bigger stuff than I thought he would.
Yeah, 100%.
And then where do we go? Oh, and so we cut back to Jeremy and Robin, but Robin, what do we call him?
Yeah, like
it's just Robin with the question mark now. That's what we're calling
him. Yeah, exactly.
And so so they're, you know, chit-chatting and stuff like that. And so Robin's like, do you get the headaches too? And Jeremy's like, they're more like heartaches. I didn't catch that before. I caught that today and I was like,
yeah, that I got that on my second watch and no. I was like, oh, because he then he can't obviously open up to Robin because we yeah. don't have a clue. Like, so he again he finds himself keeping it into himself and it's just like, oh, just let it out.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is so hard. Mm-hmm. And then Doc calls Jeremy and is like, something's going on with Waverly and Winona. And Jeremy's like, oh, I know what it is, but like it's really hard to explain, so I'm just gonna come and help you. And that's okay, and that's when Winona waves coming out of the dumpster, but Eamon pulls up in a Corolla, which earlier he called a limo, which is really funny.
True.
And so Eamon's like, come on, you're coming with me. I have a Halloween party at my place. And my name was like, yes. And Wade was like, hold on, let's think about this. And they're like, should we not? And my name was like, well, he's definitely my type. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, here we go again.
Literally.
And then Aiden's like, okay, let me prove to you that I know who you are. And he pulls out, I don't even know what it is. I think it's underwear.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. But it has, and he's like, it has a rhinestone donut on the back. And Winona's like, yes, give me it. I was like, that's Winona. And so then they all get in the car and they drive off. And I
just, Do you notice how Winona's out the window with the rhinestone donut? I was like,
in the air. And she goes, trick or treat, motherfuckers. As they drive off, I was like, this is amazing. And then we cut back to BBD. So Albert, the new boss, is like, Jeremy, we're on lockdown now. Everybody has to stay. And Jeremy's like, no. Makes Albert a cup of coffee with almond and soy milk to give him an allergic reaction so that, you know, like, blackmailed him into being able to leave. I felt very personally attacked on this one because I'm allergic to a bunch of shit. And I was like, if somebody ever did that to me, literally, I would kill them.
I was like, yes, it's vegan revenge, but it's also like borderline attempted murder. So
exactly. I was like, a little too far there, Jeremy.
100%.
But the vegan revenge line, that was really
funny. Yeah, I did like that. So that was clever.
Yeah, but I was like, that was good. And so Jeremy's able to leave so he can help out because Albert's like, fine, take my stuff so you can give me an EpiPen. I'm gonna die here. And so, but cut back to Glory Hole, and Eamon's like, Mercedes has some extra costumes. I was like, I almost thought we were gonna see Mercedes.
I did 100% my heart there. Stopped. I was like, what?
Like, Mercedes, yes, already back. I mean, like, we know she's coming back, but I was like, this early?
Yeah, literally.
And then so they're, you know, they're looking through the costumes, and Winona's starting to remember some stuff because he says Mercedes, and she's like, oh, Mercedes, that like red hair girl, blah 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 blah. And Waverly's like, I like red hair, it reminds me of love and handcuffs. I was like, here we go again with the handcuffs. We know y'all are kinky, but
I think what did I think when she starts to remember Mercedes, Winona goes to be like, if Godzilla was a lady boss. And that, for me, was just like, that sums Mercedes up to a
T. Exactly, it does. 100%. And so then Doc is off to find Casey now. So he finds Casey at his RV. Casey's hiding under the picnic table. I think that's really funny. Mm-hmm. And he has written an apology letter from Winona and Waverly, which I was like, oh, Casey, you're like the nicest demon ever. Well, he's half demon, actually, now that I remember.
Yes,
that explains it. And so he wrote this whole letter, and all I remember is at the end was, PS, dance like nobody's watching.
Literally.
I was like, that's amazing. And so Doc's like, I need you to help me out. And Casey's like, I'm not a hero, I'm a fuck up. Doc's like, you can be both. I was like, the most true thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's up there with like, it's our shit show. That's the same kind of vibe. It's the same vibe. I agree.
And then Doc is having another heart-to-heart thing. We had this last episode, and we're getting it again, just with a different person.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of on an emotional kind of
I feel like he's on this, like, morality high type of thing, you know?
Like, if he's got to live with himself forever, he needs to make an effort to, like, clear his conscience a little bit and sort himself out.
And so I wrote down the two lines that broke my heart was, I lost my best friend and never even knew my own daughter. And I was like, And then he also says, I'm not ready to lose my greatest love of all. Almost starts to say Winona, catches himself and says the Earp sisters. I was like, no.
Incorrect. Keep
wrong. 100%. You were supposed to say Winona. You were going to say Winona. Mm-hmm. And you, I was like, he just can't admit that he loves Winona too much.
At this point, I think it's stubbornness between them both. Like, they both acknowledge that they've done like the most awful things.
I think they need to just communicate more.
100%.
Like, there's so much going on. And so then Doc's like, help me help the Earp sisters. And so Casey's like, yeah, let's go kick some pumpkin ass. I was like, great, Casey. I love Casey so much.
I love Casey.
And so then we go back to Glory Hole, and Waverly is in an angel costume. Very fitting. And Winona's in a superhero costume because she is a superhero. I made that connection this morning.
Oh, of course. Yeah, 100%. Makes a lot of sense.
I was like, this is great. And also, both of their hair looked amazing.
They both looked incredible.
And so good. So basically what's happening is Eamon has this bidding auction that's held over Zoom because he's doing it with people around the world. I was like, this is the most quarantine thing
100%.
I've ever seen in my
life. It's so relevant, but in the best way. Like,
yeah. And so but pretty much what's happening is he's auctioning off Winona and Waverly to be killed to the highest bidder. And Waverly's like, what? No, Waverly tries to do the bidding. And she's like, $10,000. And Eamon's like, no, you can't do that. And and Waverly's like, she's my most important thing. And Eamon's like, ew.
Gross.
Like, way to ruin the moment, Eamon. Way to ruin the moment.
Let them have it.
Yeah. And then some weird dude comes up in costume, like this weird, like, skull mask thing or whatever. And
weird,
he's like
one lobster claw. What's
that? Yeah, I was like, and it didn't even look real. Like, it was totally fake. Nobody was like gonna comment on that. And so he's like, $50,000 for the herbs. And I was like, who is it? My first thought was Doc, but then Doc showed up. I was like, it's Jeremy. And
I thought it was Mercedes. I thought that was gonna be her like grand entrance. They've already foreshadowed her that she is there. They're
that
wearing
would
her clothes.
Really funny if it was.
I know. 100%.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so then they're like, okay, well, this dude, we haven't found out it's Jeremy yet, though. I was just, I had guessed it early. And so Winona's like, you're the best sister I've ever had. And Waverly's like, how do you know? And Winona literally just says, I know. And I was like, they don't even remember.
And that's even when, like, they don't know, because they're
so
out of
it. They don't even know each other. They just have this internal subconscious feeling
100%.
That they have a best connection. And then Jeremy gets up there and he's like, he has a gun, right? And Eamon's like, a gun, a little pedestrian, but okay.
I love that comment. I loved it. His face just was so disappointed. He's like, this is how we're gonna lose the Earps. Really.
Like, are you serious? You were supposed to tear them
after
limb
all
from
this
limb.
You're just gonna shoot them.
Yeah, god. And so the dude shoots him in shoots Winona and Waverly in the neck, and they get their memories back, and then Jeremy takes off his mask. It's Jeremy. And everybody has their memories back, but Eamon spins the wheel, and what does it land on? A fucking angel. God damn it. So Angel, and then Rotten Jack shows up, and Eamon's like, okay, well, it landed on Angel. Rotten Jack is here. That must mean the angel's here. Eamon doesn't know everything, but he's catching on real quick, and that is not good. And so, but then we get Winona, like, we get not a full shot of Winona, but we definitely see Waverly and Winona's arm, like, holding Waverly back. That's a shot from season one.
Yes, in shorties when.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on Twitter actually.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, this is amazing. And so Wynonna has Peacemaker now because Doc got it from Casey because she left Peacemaker at Casey's RV. And so Wynonna gets Peacemaker from Doc. And so she's about to just shoot Ron Jack. She's like, but Jeremy reminds her, like, no, we need him alive. And so Waverly goes and distracts. And she just, like, comes around and starts. She's about to throw hands. She's
like, hey, come on.
She's like, come on. I was like, whoa, Waverly. And so so Waverly distracts. And then Wynonna takes Peacemaker and hits Rotten Jack in the back of the head. So he kind of cracks open, but nothing really happens. But there's this like glow in his head. And so Waverly was about to go in there.
Yes.
But Casey's like, no, it's my job. Mm-hmm. And so he has to extract the light because he's the extractor. And he takes it out the candle pretty much. And Waverly blows it out. I was like, is that all? Is like a magic candle? Was that all that was? Like I was a little thrown off. I was like, a little anticlimactic. But I feel like there's more to this for some reason.
100%.
And so then we cut to Black Badge. There's Albert. And Wynonna comes in with a bag of the pumpkin guts from Rotten Jack. And Albert's like, oh, I don't need to bake anything. She's like, no, this is the dude you wanted me to turn in. And he's like, you were supposed to turn him in alive. And she's like, that's not how I do things.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
I wouldn't say she compromised BBD, but like she was like, well, what did you want? An alive pumpkin man or loads of dead people? She was like, I saved the people. That's my job. Like, just leave it. Yeah.
I feel like BBD like always wants to like have the demon like taken in. And I feel like it's for the wrong purposes.
Yeah.
They're obviously doing something, but Wynonna's like, it's easier if I just kill them and get less people killed. Like, does that not make sense to you guys? I don't know what's going on. Like, come on guys, I'm a demon killer. I don't catch demons, I kill them.
She's like, I hunt them, I don't have a picnic with them, like just let me kill them and we'll be
mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And so then Jeremy comes back in, and so Wynonna and Jeremy start talking, and this was a part of a clip from the trailer, the original 4B trailer. And so the fog, we find out they're thinking is coming from the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surrounding the border of the triangle. And then Wynonna meets the new Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin's like, oh, well, I'd love to stay, but I got to go. Got to watch the Babadook again with my boyfriend. I was like, wait, he has a boyfriend too? The heartbreak in Jeremy's eyes, though, when it cuts just back to him.
The look on his face, like.
It hurt again.
Yeah.
And so pretty much, so Robin leaves, and Jeremy and Wynonna sit down, and Wynonna's like starting to be like, what's happening now? And so Jeremy explains everything that happened. So he's like, well, when you left for the garden, BBD came in and pretty much just took us all.
Mm-hmm.
And they tasered Jeremy and pretty much like tied him up and kept him there. So Jeremy's like, Robin, go find Wynonna. Like, we need to get Wynonna, right? And Robin goes off, but he goes into the fog because the fog immediately came out after, you know, they went into the garden. And so he got stuck in there for weeks and went crazy, of course, because that fog is weird. And he tore his own face off. I was like,
yeah,
didn't need to get that brutal there, guys, but the writers really went there because they couldn't get the actor back.
Literally, they were like, right, how do we recast this? Well, it's a different face, so let's just tell the character has a different face, which logically works, but it was just
that hurt more than just like killing the character off. I was like, you just like, whoa, like the whole thing with like Calamity Jane. I was like, you could have just done that.
Yeah, just say Nedley.
But I don't want to. Yeah, I was. Nedley ate Robin.
He found him in the woods. He just went for it, and it's fine.
No, but like it hurts more. Like, I don't want to get rid of Robin, of course, but like it hurts.
Yeah,
and no, so Jeremy's crying at this point, which breaks my heart. And he's like, I just want him to be happy, even if it's with the new face or in the arms of someone else. I was like,
yeah,
I'm so upset. And then he's like, and when it was like, we'll do whatever we can, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, but the fog is spreading. So the fog is
closing in on him.
Yeah, it's like closing in. And I'm like, this is not good. Mm-hmm. And then we get the scene from the promo pictures. Mm-hmm. Where it's Wynonna and Waverly in the front of the homestead, and so they're kind of reminiscing about some old Halloweens where Wynonna helped Waverly get a scarecrow costume.
Yeah,
and their dad found out and locked Wynonna in the cellar for 3 days.
That's a long time.
That is abuse.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%.
Like, we're like, we understand, like, their childhood was not the best, but, like, we're finally, like, getting some insight into, like, what type of stuff really happened. Like, Ward was like.
It's going to be a lot. From the end of this episode with what was kind of revealed about him, like, it's a lot darker than what I think most of us kind of thought. Because we didn't know.
Yeah. Well, because, like, the initial, like, thought of it was, at least for me, was, Ward was obviously a hard ass on them, like, we got that, but, like, a lot of the focus was on, what's her name, Willa,
yes,
I almost forgot her name, a lot of the focus was on her, and she was always kind of, like, the person, because she was going to be the next heir, so Wynonna's kind of the middle child, and she's, like,
yeah.
And so she kind of does, like, the forgotten middle child thing. And then Waverly has pretty much no one because Wynonna's off doing crazy shit. Mama's gone. And Ward and Willa know that Waverly isn't technically an Earp. So, like, it's very not there. That's what we kind of
don't need to put in. They don't need to put in any more effort than they are, like, obligated to, because she's not even, from their point of view, like, she's not, Waverly's not related to them, so they come across quite selfish.
It is, I agree. And so I just thought it was kind of like more of a mental kind of abuse thing, where this, like, is like, this is physical now.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, that is really not okay.
Mm-mm.
And so, and so Waverly's like, is like, I'm getting married, this is insane. But the look in Wynonna's face is like, she's happy for everybody else, and she makes sure that everybody else is okay before herself.
Mm-hmm.
When Wynonna is the one that's, like, internally struggling the most.
I wrote down just under her name, I just put, doesn't like thinking about Wayholt wedding, because I think every time it gets brought up, she either gets on the defensive about anything, not necessarily about them getting married, but it seems to just spark, like, seem to bring everything else up. Or she just, like, at the end of this episode, she just kind of zoned out and said the sister things, but, like, you could tell she was really, like, it's as if she's not dealing with the now, so she's not ready to deal with the future, but the future's happening because it's out of her control.
Yeah.
It's as if she just tries not to think about it.
And it's, like, it's hard to think about it because, like, she's reminded of love from them. And so I think she kind of gets reminded of her love for Doc.
100%.
And she doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's, like, it's such an internal struggle for Wynonna, because she has to be this hero. She has to be the one that's kind of holding it together. Mm. And everybody else puts her on that pedestal without, like, helping her get there.
But I think everybody else as well recognizes, like, with what Waverly said right at the end, where she's like, you couldn't just call him. Everybody knows, including Wynonna, but Wynonna's the only one that ignores the problem. Like, everybody else around him knows.
Everybody knows, and everybody's like, and I think everybody's kind of like, we would help Winona, but one, she won't accept it, and two, yeah. she kind of has to do it herself.
Yeah, this is on her.
And so I just, like, it breaks my heart how much Winona's, like, struggling inside.
Same.
But Waverly's like, Nicola's my person. And I was like, ugh.
I know, that got me, actually. I was like, wow. Like, yes, yeah, she is.
And then, but she's like, but you're my sister. And then you are and have always been my hero.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that somebody on Twitter, like, pointed out, like, I forgot about this, but at the end of season three, when Waverly's getting pulled up into the garden, she says, my hero to Winona.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
And it's kind of, it links with the whole conversation they just literally had about the Halloween costume. Like, when Winona said, like, yeah, but you got sweets and candy and, like, you were happy, that's all that mattered. Like, it was as if she's all, from a very, very young age, being that kind of what, the only one that ensures Waverly's happy and, like, being that hero, as little as making a Halloween costume to as much as, like, saving a life on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but then Nicole comes out in the old season one uniform and she's being all swag and coming out and she's like, y'all are loitering on private property.
I wasn't expecting the full role play, I'll be honest. I just thought it was gonna be the outfit and like, and she so joined the
battle. She's doing like all the old moves, like she's holding on to her belt. She goes in front of Waverly and is like, does this, and we get the shot from below, which is so much hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Waverly, we get the Waverly like, oh my god.
Waverly's like pure gay panic over it.
Oh, like, yeah, I think the lens flare was like the gay panic, like that's what that was.
Yeah.
And so then Nicole bends down to do the Stetson kiss, and Winona's like, I'm in the middle of a porno.
Winona realizes very quickly what's happening.
She's like, this is like, and she's like, it's gonna happen right in front of me. It's gonna happen. Here we go. But the funny part is Waverly still has her hand on Winona's leg.
I noticed that, and she's kind of like tightens a grip on Winona's ear, like, get off your sister.
Winona's like, pretty much like, can you not do this?
Yeah, here? I can, like, just imagine Winona be like, guess what?
Exactly. Like, no, yeah. And then they pull away, and I think they say something before this, but Winona's like, you better make her happy for the rest of her life. And Nicole goes, I will. But the thing is like, Nicole was so serious about that I will. Like, I feel like Winona was kind of half joking because she knows Nicole will. But like, Nicole took that so seriously. I was like, are we like, I was thinking Nicole would be like, yeah, I will. Of course I will. Like, what are you doing? But she's like, yes, I will. I was like,
yeah, no. It was almost as if that was as much of, for me, what that came across as is a bit like, you know, traditionally, like, you ask dad for the hand in marriage and this, this, and this. That, for me, was like Nicole just double-checking that Winona is giving her permission to look after her sister for the rest of her life, for however long.
Yeah.
I know she was joking about, like, kind of borrow it for a minute.
I think it's that handoff of, like, Winona can kind of, like, let go a little bit of her protectiveness over Waverly, because there's Nicole will definitely do the same.
Yeah,
like they can like split it half and half. and then Nicole's like, can I take her for a minute? And my Nona's like, a minute? I was like, we all know that it's gonna be longer than a minute.
Yeah,
everybody knows. And then we get to our last scene of the episode. Once again, Doc season one vibes of dragging. It's Eamon this time. I don't remember the other guy's name from season one. Dragging Eamon by a chain on the ground. And you have like the torches and stuff up and the night. I was like, this is very season one-ish. And so he's dragging Eamon in and he's like, you guys can deal with him. You're free. Yeah. And so it's like Doc has kind of turned into like this kind of Bobo figure. Like he's kind
of. Did you see Emily's tweet about it?
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, is this, where are we going with Doc? What's happening here? I thought he was going better. Yeah. This doesn't seem in that direction.
The range of it and how he can literally go from sitting down and having the most heart to heart and being like, I'm not losing the love of my life for this long, to literally almost sacrificing somebody because. Yeah, his moral compass is all over the place.
Yeah, It's insane. Like, there's, he's like, there's so many things about like him, like being like back where he was in season one, but like his morality is like getting better.
Yeah.
And so it was very, I'm very like conflicted in where I think Doc is going.
And he's trying to do the right thing, bless him. He just doesn't know what that is, and he doesn't know mm-hmm. by helping who is going to get him on the right path to becoming a better person.
Yeah.
So he tries to help everyone, but it doesn't always work.
Exactly. So this is where I was thinking, okay, well, what's going to happen to Eamon now? Because Doc kind of left Eamon with the other guys to do whatever they want with him.
Yeah.
So, like, is Eamon, like, what are they exactly going to do with him? And that's where we end the episode.
Yeah.
That episode was insane.
It was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster. Like, I was laughing a lot, and then I would cry, and then I would laugh again.
And then I'd laugh through the tears.
And then when Nicole came out at the end, I just stopped breathing.
Yeah, 100%. I genuinely don't understand how you did it in that outfit.
I don't know either. I literally was hyperventilating when that happened. I was sitting there just like, I was like, what do I do?
It was like, when did I watch it this morning at like 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock this morning, I was like having a full asthma attack over that scene. And I was like, how do people do this?
Yeah.
I watched it again and I was like, this is crazy.
This is so much.
Had the same effect the second, third time around.
Yeah. Yeah, the pure serotonin in that part. Yeah, oh my gosh, there's so much. Now we get to the part where I get to talk about whatever. So Lauren, you said you started watching 2017. Was this, were you watching during season two airing, or did you find it after season two ended?
I think it was dead in the middle of season two. I found it through, I think I'd watched Carmilla like before that, and then seen Dom in the movie, or it was right at the start of the movie being announced, whenever that was, so they'd not even...
Yeah.
Like, I just saw Dom's face, and I was like, you're really pretty, what do you do? And then found my owner, I want in on this. And then I think when I started watching it, I'd binged, because it was on UK Netflix at the time, watched season one, and then bought season two, what was of it on Amazon, and then I think it came out weekly after that. So I think, yeah, maybe four episodes into season two.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, it was weekly from there, but... It was, I think back to how it was back then, like, and how much this fandom has just blown up and exploded. Like, I didn't make any Urban friends until maybe summer 2020. Like, I didn't know anybody else. It had been like 3 years before I met anybody else.
Yeah, it is the same for me. I found it after season two was over. And so I watched, like, I think I found it like spring of 2018, and so I was able to watch like the end of summer, fall, when season three was airing. I didn't know anybody who else was watching it, and so I wasn't until probably I didn't start talking to people until like more like January-ish. Yeah. But I started on Wynonna Earp TikTok like October.
Yeah, I think it was the same as me, actually. Maybe a bit before that.
Yeah. And so it was really interesting, like you're there and you watch the show and you know the fandom because you're on social media, but you like, I didn't really get involved later. Like, I went through the fight for Wynonna between 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. I kind of sat in the back seat.
Yeah.
And just kind of watched.
I didn't even know where to start. I was like, there's so many people here, we all have so much in common because this show brings us together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who do I start with? It all worked out though, but I was very overwhelmed, it's
insane. So I know you have some stuff going on with TikTok. So you have your normal TikTok account.
I do indeed.
But you have some trouble doing lives. Somebody reported you for being too young.
Somebody reported me for being 12. Right, I'm 22. Here's the thing, so you have to be 16 to go live, or 13, what, either way. I was in the middle of a live stream, I was doing them every day, a couple of times a day, it was great. Straight up banned, just cuts my live off. You've been banned. I was like, okay, cool, like, I'll send you my passport, whatever. Like, I don't mind having to verify it. It was a month yesterday since they banned me, and they've not acknowledged my appeal. They're just not agreeing that I am how old I am. So, yeah, it's all gone spot, but
that's so insane. Like, and your TikTok isn't like, you just kind of have like a general TikTok, like you just do a bunch of stuff.
Depends on how I feel.
Yeah, and so we're like, me, I literally strictly do Wynonna stuff. There's a couple things here and there depending on like other shows that I watch.
Yeah.
But it's just Wynonna, and I like to keep it that way. But anyway, going back to your TikTok. So you're having trouble doing this live stuff, so you started a new TikTok.
After about 3 weeks of not being able to go, because I've emailed every possible email, I've tweeted everybody at TikTok, just been like, give me them back. No avail. So a couple of people were like, just start a second account, boost it to 1,000 followers and do it on there.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, I think, this weekend, is to try and, I haven't really put much effort into it, to be fair, because I just
like, I mean, you're like halfway there, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Which is like, crazy. But I think it's more at the minute, because I'm not really motivated with TikTok as a platform, I've got Wynonna Earp stuff in my draft that will be, and I'm doing more like, I don't know if you remember, I don't know if I knew you when I used to do questions for Earpers and did duets with people, would duet it and they'd answer the questions.
I've seen one, but it was a while ago.
It was before Christmas, it was ages ago since I've done one.
Yeah.
So I've got two more of those coming out soon. I need to film them, but I think my TikTok, I'm at my happiest when it is Wynonna stuff, because that is like, my Earper friends are on TikTok. That's how we all know each other. So I think that community of it is, and then it just kind of, it got weird. I posted a video of a desk and all of a sudden people with TikTok, it was weird. It was weird. But I think my Earp stuff that I do on TikTok is definitely the reason, it's the reason I had it in the first place. Like, it just.
Yeah. Like, I like Wynonna Earp TikTok was like a thing, but like it didn't really blow up until like season 4 was starting to come back in that time. And so I had kind of like seen a couple, and I've explained this like on TikTok and a couple other things, like I had seen some Wynonna Earp stuff and then it wasn't until like October where I've seen Rami like a couple times on my stuff, and I've seen other people. I was like, okay, maybe I'll just do this, maybe this is where I want to go, because I had used my TikTok for like, I did other things. I did like water polo kind of related things and stuff. And I was like, maybe I'll just gear it towards Wynonna and just do stuff about my show. Cause I had nobody like around me in my life watch the show. So I was like, okay, maybe like I'll just do this and get involved in the fandom this way. Cause everybody kind of has their own avenue, whether it's like Twitter or they have a fan account on Instagram. Yeah, and I was like, well, TikTok, this stuff is starting up and I'm seeing more and more of it. So I was like, I'll get into it. Never looked back. Greatest decision of my life. Like, I've met so many like people, and like, I've seen a lot of like, I get more and more comments about like, oh my God, I'm on Wynonna Earp TikTok. I was like, oh my God, people are finding it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, and I'm the first one they see, like, I am definitely not like, there are plenty of TikTok Earpers that have more than me. Like more followers than me. Yeah, I'm like the one they see. Like,
but your content. See, I like your content because it's very, very consistent. Like, I know when I watch a video of yours, it's going to be relevant to the show. It's going to make me laugh. And then I see it in the comments when people are like, "Yes, 100%." Because I think Wynonna Earp TikTok for me, from what I get on my For You page, not in my following, but on my For You page, it's a lot of like just clips from the show and stuff. And I love that because it reminds me.
I like the edits and everything, but I wanted to be more comedic about it. 100%. And so I like, pretty much it's a basic idea. I take trends and like popular like sounds people are using, and I just apply it to the show in whatever way I can think of. And so that's what I want to do. And I find it's more enjoyable for me to make it comedic.
Yeah.
And I would like, I'm not a person who does edits. Like,
no, I'm not.
I don't do that stuff. I don't have time and I'm bad at it.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm just gonna do it myself, and I think that makes it like 10 times better for myself, is like if I do it. And what's really awkward is when people walk in on me doing TikToks and I'm like dancing, and my sister's like watching me through my window, and I'm like,
Hey, you caught me at a bad time.
I've just recently started filming in, maybe I've shifted my room around, so I was like, oh, I can prop my phone against my window now and film with the natural light coming in, but yeah. There's a car park right out, the amount of times. Just people, dog walkers, women getting in the car, this man who didn't actually, like, waved as he got into his car, and I was like, there's just no need for that.
Like, it's so weird, like, luckily my window's to my backyard, so, like, nobody can see it, but if somebody's in the backyard and I'm doing stuff, it's really awkward. I think, and then, like, I just got more involved on Twitter because I've been pretty much posting related stuff to the podcast. I was like, I'll just post it on Twitter, like people on Twitter. And then I started live tweeting, except live tweeting last night in this costume was very hard.
I don't know how you do it. I'm just plugging my laptop in. I know it looks
good. I'm trying to like type, like I can barely see my keyboard and I'm trying to look at my screen. I'm like, where am I typing again? What's happening? And yeah, no, I think it's really interesting. And then like I find more and more people like through Instagram and stuff, and I've like talked to like so many people, and like the amount of people like you know Soraya and Ashlyn and Alexis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't done anything with Ashlyn yet, but I've talked with Soraya and Alexis, and it's just so interesting because like you start off and like you meet a couple people and then like people cross over and then you like meet like another group of people and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're all the same.
That's how it started. Because I knew Alexis off TikTok. She'd had me off TikTok. So I was, we got chatting and then she was like, oh, I'm going to introduce you to my friends, Soraya. So we got in a chat and then over the space of like a month, we had like Holly and Mercedes join, Romy's in it, I think.
Yeah.
It baffles me because like this time last year, I wouldn't have had a clue that anybody existed like this, let alone people that...
Same, like, this time last year was, it's the 13th, right? Mm. Yeah, this was my last day of school before quarantine started.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, it was for us as well.
Like, it's insane to think, like, a year ago today that, like, I was nowhere near where I am.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be without quarantine... that this would have happened. Like I wouldn't imagine like doing it because like I kind of have like a busy life, so I've never like focused on like the show and the social media aspect where like I've had the time, so I was like,
yeah,
okay,
100%.
Insane. All right, let's get into, okay, so we have 4 episodes left of the season. We know next week is going to be like a trivia night thing.
I'm excited for that
sort of deal. Do you have any questions or theories about the next like 4 episodes? Like what are you hoping for, or like what's some like speculations that you've heard or seen about?
I think we're getting a wedding. I think that goes without saying.
Yes.
100%. I think I'm just nervous because there's so much to tie up, and not that I think they would leave us with a bad ending, but I just think if this, for whatever reason, really is the end, it's hard to see how everything's going to get tied up in 4 episodes.
Yeah, and the cast has like made it clear like season 4 has a good ending.
Yes, 100%.
And so I'm really interested to like see how they do that, because I'm like, there is so much stuff that has to be done, and I know there's a lot of stuff coming. So like, how could you tie it up so well?
Yeah, but I'm kind of excited to see how I trust them completely. That's the one thing I'm not worried about it. Like any other show, I'd probably be like, yeah, they're gonna just leave us, and like it'll be. No, I genuinely think whatever we get, it will be incredible. But yeah, I just don't want anybody to get hurt. I just think...
Well, there was that whole thing about this one article where it was like Waverly's going to sacrifice herself to save Wynonna and Nicole. Yeah. I was like, first of all, everybody was worried like if they were going to kill off Waverly. I was like, they would not kill off Waverly. They would not do that. Like,
I don't think it's a death sacrifice, but I do think if there is a sacrifice of some sort, it will impact the future of the character, whether it's she's no longer in purgatory and she's elsewhere, mm-hmm. like the garden, or if she ends up, you know, on this throne, or because we thought
at one point. I agree. Like, I feel like there's like something big happening for Waverly, and I think it's really interesting because I keep trying to think about like, where is Wynonna going? Because I mean, the show is Wynonna Earp, but like with the promos we see and the stuff in the trailer, like we haven't seen exactly like where Wynonna's going. I feel like she's kind of, she's gaining confidence in herself, and she's obviously like finding her mojo again after the beginning of season 4. But I feel like mentally she's kind of falling into this hole where like she's not exactly connected with herself.
Yeah, she's like, definitely spiraling.
Mm-hmm. She's like, this is, I have to kill these demons, this is my job, this is what I do, but she's not, that's the only thing she's focused on.
Yeah.
And so like I'm really interested to see like where is that gonna take her. And I know we know that Waverly and Nicole are kind of like trying to get her like, hey,
yeah,
something's up, you drink a lot and you're passing out a lot, and she's like, that's fine, I'm sleeping. She's, Nicole's like, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's so funny. And I think we'll see, I think, I don't exactly know if that'll be 9 or 10, but I want to say it's more 9 for some reason.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure when Nicole exactly gets back in uniform, because with sooner rather than later, hopefully. But with the promo pictures for next episode, she's in a tank top, but I think that's just like maybe like the end of 9 she'll like be reinstated, and then 10 we'll see it.
Yeah,
not exactly sure
who's doing the reinstating. Is it Bunny? Is it,
if it's Bunny, I will laugh my head off. Bring Bunny back.
Bring Bunny back. Bunny, honestly, back. Icon.
Yeah, it was, last episode was amazing. Like,
I genuinely think it's gone right up to number one, my favorite episode, possibly. It's
insane. No, it was so amazing. And where was I going? Oh yeah. And so, and then my big question is, I'm like, Rachel, like, what's happening with Rachel?
Yeah.
Because she's working at Shorty's now, which is great, but mm-hmm. she knows Billy is a Reaper thing, kind of. But Billy's gone back to Cleo, but will Rachel go to find Billy and then work with Cleo? Because there's pictures of Savannah, the actress that plays Cleo, with Martina on set. So I'm like, are they starting to work together? Like,
I think they will. Where is this
going to take Rachel, though? Because we know Cleo is going to kind of fall back into the Clanton stuff. Yeah. So I'm kind of afraid for Rachel a little bit now.
I think as well, because Rachel at the minute is kind of, although physically supervised, emotionally, Wynonna's got Wynonna going on. Mm-hmm. Nicole's got Waverly and the wedding. Doc's Doc. Like, she's very much just, Rachel's left, not unforgotten, but just, she can fend for herself. Like, she's a small, tiny, almost adult.
Yeah, and I feel like they have trust for Rachel, but, like, I feel like Rachel will probably end up, like, lying about where she's going, type of thing, because you're like, well, I can't tell them I'm gonna go hang out with Cleo, they won't let me. So I feel like there's gonna be some undermining stuff with Rachel 100%. While everybody else is kind of working on the general stuff.
Yeah, like, I want to know what Cleo wants to claim back, like, claim what's ours, like, whatever she said to Billy at the end of the first bit of 4B,
yeah, like, what exactly does that mean? We know we know the deal Ma'am and Nicole made
for Doc.
Is Cleo like referring to that deal? Does she want to get Doc? I mean, they, Doc and her kind of have this heart to heart. Doc was kind of under a love spell, but Cleo wasn't
exactly.
So I'm wondering if like Cleo would like go and try to finish off Ma'am's deal, or like go back to like their original kind of Clanton curse thing, like,
which makes sense if they're kind of, I'm not going to say luring Rachel in, but to get to Rachel, you get to Billy. Cleo's now got Billy, so there's a very clear path for it to go one way, but also I kind of hope it goes another way.
Yeah, so like Cleo could easily like kind of infiltrate the ERPs by getting through to Rachel.
100%.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Oh, this sheet. The hat drags it down.
And how's it going? Are you all right under there?
I'm good. My shoulders hurt a little bit because it's something with the hat and the sheet, and like it pulls on each other. And so I'm trying to like readjust so I'm not being pulled down on my chair. Oh my gosh. There's so many episodes. Did you have you done any ERPCon stuff? I know we've done like online everything. Have you done anything like that yet?
No, not yet. Well, not so far, I think. I did the virtual ones, GalaxyCon, Ghost River. They were great, but nothing yet.
You got to get on it. Everybody loves this. Like, I think the virtual cons are such like a different experience. Obviously it'd be better to like be in person, but these kind of like one-on-one calls, although they're short, they're like really fun.
I can imagine. I've spent the last like week watching people go through them and like having them text me, be like, it was amazing, oh my god. And
I was like I talked to Emily last week.
I bet that was incredible. It was
absolutely insane. Everything I imagined. And better. And like the funny part was, is like you hear these like, you hear like the sarcasm she does on like panels and everything. Bro, she did that with me and I was like, yes,
I love that.
I was like, oh, this is amazing. And so stuff like that. There's so much going on.
I've watched every con panel and every con that there has ever been, probably maybe. That might be a bit of an overstatement, but I certainly am well versed in the happenings at cons. I've never been, because I live in the middle of nowhere in England. Like the closest we got was the one that was going to be up in Scotland, but that is like, still like a 4-hour plane. I have to get on a plane. Like,
yeah.
I think if I was going to do that, I'd go over to the States, because then I could see everybody that I've made.
Have a big event.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a full trip
out. And it's hard because the in-person ones, like depending on what time of year it is, like they keep kind of having to reschedule because the pandemic's still going on.
That's it. That's exactly it. I am in no way planning a trip to the States yet, because it'd be my luck the second I book anything. Like I barely plan when I go to the supermarket these days, let alone.
Yeah. Like and so trip. I think the only con that hasn't been rescheduled yet is Herbapalooza.
Yeah, I know, because Sarah and Alexis are going. But
yeah, they were going to go to that one. And I was like, wow. Like everything else has been rescheduled. And so everything is kind of up in the air with those. Yeah. But we have 4 more episodes.
I'm not ready.
And that's not enough. I was like, oh, it's back. I'm like, we only have 4 more episodes?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not okay. I'm not ready. No.
6 episodes before they started airing again. 6 episodes was like, yeah, amazing. That's like a month and a half. Like, that's no, I need more.
I need so much more. And that's why we're working for season 5. And my hopes are very high for season 5. So I listened to the podcast from the interview that Emily Andrus did with Hollywood Reporter. That was very uplifting.
Yeah, I think. Because of how much buzz, my brain hasn't yet computed that it's cancelled, because in my head it's not. Like, I know it is on paper, but I refuse to believe it.
It was like, my thing is like, it's only cancelled on Sci-Fi, like the US Sci-Fi, like every other channel that it airs on and around like Canada, like CTV Sci-Fi, they're still going to air it. We just need to find a US distributor.
Yeah.
And the producers and stuff, Emily's like working on that, like they're figuring that stuff out. It's gonna take a while because that stuff takes a while, but they're doing it, and they've talked to multiple like networks, streaming services and stuff like that to, you know, figure it out. And like, you have like people like have to think like the fight for Winona for season 4, that was all like financial stuff. Where that isn't the issue now. Like, there was so much more to get season 4 than there is to get season 5.
That's exactly like, it.
We don't, we have the money. We just need to get a we new need network. To, like,
put it. Yeah. 100%.
And so it takes a while. And so I don't know exactly, but I know it's probably like, it's going to be a while to figure things out, like to one, like figure out agreements between networks. And obviously the producers want to make the right choice.
Yeah.
To make sure the show stays like
yes.
the same. Cause a lot of times shows will change networks and the show becomes different.
Yeah. 100%.
And so the producers and obviously us as fans, like we would not want that. Like we want to kind of keep the same like tone of the show and like keep our, you know, keep the writing staff and keep the producers because that's where we like it. And so, mm-hmm. but doing all that stuff and then making deals and doing all that stuff, it takes a while. So everybody's just kind of like, it's going to happen. We just have to like be patient.
100%. I agree.
And I think that's where we're at. And that mm-hmm. is where I'm going to close. You have any other things to say?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you for having me. It's been great.
I love it. I love it. All right. So that's where we're going to end this episode. Lauren, if you would like to tag your social media handles.
Oh yeah, of course. Probably best place to reach me on TikTok, which is Lauren Sutton, but there's the O in Sutton is a zero, or on Instagram, which is the same, except the O is the letter X, not a zero.
There you guys go. Lauren, once again, thank you for coming on and thank you for agreeing to dress up.
It's been great. I need an excuse every now and then to get a costume on. So thank you so
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Yes. All right. And remember, Friday nights here in the US, Friday nights on Sci-Fi at 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 Central. And make sure we're using hashtags WynonnaErp and Bring Wynonna Home on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere you can so we can get awareness. I believe we have reached top of trending pages on Twitter last night. With both hashtags, Wynonna being number one, Bring Wynonna Home being number two. That was crazy last night. So let's keep it going, everybody. Four more episodes. It's only going to get bigger and better. And I will see you guys next time. Adios.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.